Vultures are special, a somewhat controversial opinion, but true. Of the approximately 10,000 different species of bird worldwide, vultures are one of those most threatened. Popular opinion tends to see them only as greedy and ugly. Charles Darwin thought them disgusting birds, with bald, scarlet heads formed to revel in putridity. But later completely changed his opinion when he saw a flock of vultures fly overhead with effortless economy of movement. He saw their grace. Yet there are so many things other than their grace for which we should value these wonderful animals. Very importantly, they keep the environment clean by providing critical biological services such as cleaning up carcasses. By eating all of the flesh on the corpses, the vultures kill the bacteria that otherwise would remain in the ground and spread to other animals. For example, vultures absorb anthrax, a very dangerous disease that would otherwise find its way into the local ecosystem, affecting livestock, other animals, and people. Vultures then prevent the spread of disease. In areas unfortunate enough to have no vultures, carcasses can take up to 3 or 4 times longer to decompose, meaning that there the spread of disease will be faster, a serious side effect where medical facilities are primitive. Historically, vultures had a significant role in Egyptian, Hindu, and Tibetan cultures. According to Egyptologists, a vulture was the symbol of protection and motherhood, and when it appeared alongside a cobra, indicated the unity of Upper and Lower Egypt. Hindu mythology has its vulture god, and in Tibet, the birds perform the important sky burials. But still, vultures are dangerously close to extinction. There are 2 different types: New World vultures, native to the Americas and including condors and caracaras, and Old World vultures, divided into 16 species, 11 of which face extinction, and of Kenya's 8 species, 6 are critically endangered. The reason is the poison farmers use against predators, which has a knock-on effect. Predators ingest the poison and it remains in their bodies after death. Vultures subsequently eat the flesh of the dead predators and thus consume the deadly lingering poison. And there are other dangers. Kenya is set to have one of the largest wind farms in Africa. And whilst the use of renewable energy is highly desirable, birds of all species frequently fly into the turbines and are instantly cut to shreds. West Africa boasts a large demand for dead vultures due to their perceived value as ingredients in the potions of witch doctors. In Pakistan, 4 species of vulture are officially critically endangered, meaning they will become extinct in the next 10 to 15 years. In India, painkillers toxic to vultures and ingested from carcasses that are harbouring it after death. One painkiller has been outlawed from use in veterinary practice, an action taken because the poisoning had caused a fall in the population of vultures, which in turn had led to an increase in feral dogs feeding on the carcasses and resulting in a rise in the number of cases of rabies. Fortunately, it's not all bad news. Action is being taken not only in India and in Kenya, but elsewhere. Research is being carried out to determine vulture flight paths, biology and ecology. Researchers are working not only with governments on a national level, but also at a local level with small communities to help them understand and appreciate the need for vultures and how to help them. People are voluntarily spreading awareness about these vital creatures, and letters are being written to politicians urging them to support countries with vulture numbers declining. Before the world loses forever one of its most essential, useful, and undervalued creatures.